Well, I have got nothing bad to say about Chris Luxon demoting Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons today. This is exactly the kind of performance management that the country deserves, don't you think? I mean, obviously, on a human level, I feel sorry for both of those ministers because this will be humiliating. But don't tell me this wasn't deserved. I mean, Melissa Lee has done such an appalling job of looking like she knows what she's doing with media that you have senior commentators going on the radio saying she doesn't know what she's doing. And then Penny Simmons oversaw one of the biggest stuff-ups for the government with the cutting of disability-related funding. So as a result, Melissa Lee today has been stripped of the media portfolio. She's been booted out of cabinet. Penny Simmons has been stripped of the disability portfolio. She was already a minister outside of cabinet. Now, this does two things. Firstly, it signals to voters that there are standards in this cabinet and that incompetence will not be tolerated. That is a great signal to send to voters. I reckon it's going to lift the public regard of the cabinet after this. Secondly, sends a very important message to other ministers. If you stuff up in public, this is going to happen to you too. And Chris Luxon's made it clear this is not the first of this we're going to see. We're going to continue to see this as they go along and as a government. There is nothing like the threat of losing the job to make someone pull up their socks. Now, what's happened today is going to be a bit of a shock, I think, to a lot of people, because over the last few years, we've got used to prime ministers just tolerating ministers who do a bad job or behave badly in public. Kerry Allen, Phil Twyford, Michael Wood, Claire Curran, even Anaya, who was a foreign minister who didn't like to travel internationally. The list is, that's not even a comprehensive list. It got ridiculous. It took forever for Chris Hipkins or Jacinda Ardern to demote the underperformers. And as a result, they suffered. Our opinion of them was tainted. That is clearly not how Chris Luxon intends to operate. And that is a good thing, because frankly, as a taxpayer, who doesn't want performance from the people that we pay to run the country?
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.